The things we'd like to try and consider with Alice, there's really so much to talk about here. And believe it or not, there's at least a fair amount of entertaining material in here, although it may not seem that way. But the time doesn't permit us to do that. So what we tried to do is we tried to pick some of the Federal Circuit cases that we thought were the more interesting cases that offered a little, perhaps more insight to the extent any of them do, into the Alice analysis. And so that's what we wanted to talk about mostly. With respect to the divide between the cases finding the patents ineligible versus eligible, we wanted to go with the more cases finding patent eligible subject matter because we think they're more interesting, primarily because there's just so darn few of them. And so let's first talk a little bit about Alice. A quick summary is probably in order. And then we can move into the Federal Circuit cases. The Alice case from the U.S. Supreme Court, unanimous opinion from Justice Thomas, involved a patent on intermediated settlement, a method that was useful in connection with reducing the risk that somebody wouldn't follow through on a currency transaction. And as you might guess, this patent actually involved a fair amount of money, or it wouldn't have made its way to the Supreme Court. And here we have the method claim that was chosen as the representative claim for the analysis. And you may remember that by the time the case made its way to the Federal Circuit, we had an en banc decision –